Hey now, this is Off the Wall with Tracy Riggs Foster. This is going to be an entertaining time, hour for you and I to really have an ongoing conversation about all things positivity, all things spirituality, all things that are positive, enlightening, encouraging, and entertaining as well. So thank you for tuning in. Here comes some really live, enlightening conversation for you. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Today we're going to have a conversation about how to create change in your life. How to manifest change in your life. You know, sometimes we get stuck in a rut and we find ourselves behaving in a zombie-like fashion. What do I mean? Have you ever watched The Walking Dead and noticed, or any zombie movie as far as that's concerned, and you notice how zombies just walk? They don't really have an aim or a direction of where they want to go. They're just walking about, just walking. Sometimes they join up with the herd and then they go and move about with the herd. If they want to feed, they feed on the brains of people who are alive and breathing and active and intelligent. And when they feed off the brain, it's not as if they are using the information that using the information that they have received from feeding on a brain. They just use it to continue to move on with the group, or to just continue on a journey and a path to nowhere. Have you ever found yourself just living from day to day to day and not really taking a true interest in any of your passions, not working within your purpose, sometimes not knowing what that purpose is, but yet still you feel this urge and this sense to create some type of change? You feel as if, I really want to lose weight, or I really want to get out here and find a love interest to call my own, or I really want to become more active and present in my children's lives or in my grandchildren's lives. I want to be a better person. I want to go back to school. I want to finish getting my degree. And yet and still, our everyday life pattern is zombie-like. How do you put forth or create change? You know, when Barack Obama was running for president back in 2007, 2008, his platform was about change, being the change that you want to see, being the change that you need. And his platform was that if you want to see changes in your government, you have to put forth the effort and elect him. And you will start to see the change that you want. But as we have learned, and that life shows us, change has to be, it can't start at the top and trickle down. Sometimes change has to develop from the bottom up. So that means that change in reality starts with us. It starts with our attitude, our philosophy of life, the way that we gather and store information becomes our ideology. So whatever it is that our ideology is, change has to come from within that. Our religion, our religious attitudes, our philosophy, our ideology, the way that we see our purpose, the way that we move in our everyday lives have to reflect the change that we want to see come about in our world. And a lot of people do not understand that there's a correlation between your philosophy, your religiosity, and your ideology that creates the person that you are. If you say, yes, I want to become a social studies teacher, a professor of history, then your daily walk is going to be about social studies, culture, history, anthropology, sociology. All of these things are going to have an impact in your daily life so that you can become a knowledgeable teacher of history or social studies or the social sciences. But if you do not have that daily walk, if you do not have that daily pattern of creating the path that you would like to set upon to reach your purpose of becoming a teacher or a professor, then all you have is words. Empty words and empty promises do not create change. Empty words, empty promises that receive no love and no action doesn't create the dream, and it most definitely will not create the change that you want to see in your life. Think about it like this. Or think about it, let me use myself as an example. I say that I want to create a healthier me, a healthier body in which for my spirit, my soul to thrive. Because one day I would like to travel to Africa and perhaps live there. That's how I see myself. In order for me to do so, I will need to change the way I think, the way I process my relationship with food. How do I do that? Being that I am a person who has a food disorder, what I have to do is take this journey step by step or day by day, sometimes hour to hour, and I have to create moments within my day where I am creating a pattern to create a new self-image of myself. So what I do is I'm following the plan of Queen Afua and becoming vegan. It's a step-by-step process. It's a journey. And let's say 25 years ago, I was on that road and became very successful with it. But now I'm on the road again, and every day I'm doing something to get towards that goal, because I know that having a thriving and healthy body is going to help me fulfill my purpose. I also make sure that I baptize myself and anoint myself every day, because I know that baptism with water and anointing helps to propel me spiritually and gets me focused on where I want to be. I dress every day in a manner that shows that I am an artist and I am a goddess. And that I am walking within my purpose. And recently, I am on a social media sabbatical, which means that I have deactivated from Facebook and that I only post on my business account on Instagram. So what I'm doing is I'm eliminating a lot of negativity and a lot of feedback and a lot of chatter, empty chatter and noise that can penetrate and poison my way of thinking, the alignment of my crown, the brightness of the sun that radiates from within me outwardly. And sometimes we need to detox ourselves from dirtiness, from poison. And sometimes social media can be toxic and poisonous and dirty. And so what I have done is I have eliminated those things. I am in the middle of a detox, a cleansing, so that I can be able to see my future clearly and so that I can be able to walk lockstep within my purpose. You see, clarity is very important. You have to know and have to have a map that you can read clearly with your mind's eye or with your third eye so that you can be able to do the things that you were destined to do. To live within your purpose, you must have the clarity of your third eye. You have to be able to focus on the things that you need to get done. And sometimes we allow the chatter and the noise that surrounds us in Western society, we allow it to make us deaf towards what we really truly should be listening to, which is our intuition, our inner voice. And our inner voice helps us to make the right decisions, and it keeps us awake and forward moving within our purpose. So this is how I am moving along in my purpose. That is how I am moving along to become the change that I need to have and want to see in my life. See, we have to remember something, and this is a very important detail. Change cannot come from other people. Change has to come from ourselves. We are ultimately the change that we need. It only takes us. And when we understand that change really truly comes from what we see and from what we do, and that we are the mechanism of change, then we will be able to adjust our perspective on what change really means, what change looks like, and how we are the vehicle to motivate change within others. Do you understand what I'm pushing at? You see, we get caught up in Western society, and we get caught up to believe that change comes from who? Our teachers. Change comes from doctors. Change comes from political officials. Change comes from laws. Change comes from religion. Change comes from doctrine. Change comes from philosophy or philosophers. Change comes from every other source from outside. And that is how we have always viewed change to be. When we want to, if we say within Western society that I would like to have a bigger butt, so how does that change come about? We go to a doctor and we let the doctor pump it up. And as we have seen, that type of change does not help. In fact, that type of change can hurt or kill. True change, if you say, I want to have a bigger butt, there are many ways you can do so. You can do it through exercise. You can have a larger butt through wearing accessories and clothing or padding that plumps your butt up in clothing. Or most importantly, the change comes in your attitude and your outlook on who you are. The universe graced you with the body that you have. Some of us are going to have little butts. Some of us are going to have big butts. Some of us are going to have no butts. The thing is, how do we view the gift of life? Because if we view life as a gift and we begin to walk within our purpose, then we will love ourselves as is. We will know that having a flat butt or a small butt is a gift. It's unique to us. And that butt was given so that we can move about in our purpose. We would know that we are spirit creatures having a human existence, a human experience, and that we are here to fulfill a grander purpose and to live out that destiny. Something as artificial or superficial as having a big butt in the grand scheme of things means nothing. Did you see what happened there? There is a paradigm shift in the way you think when you are thinking as a spiritual person and when you understand what change truly is. Did you see the metamorphosis of thinking? See, when you change from thinking in the way that we have been programmed to think in the world, in this world of Western society that is operated by white supremacy, racism, when you look outside of that prism and you understand that beauty is who you are, and it's okay to look in the mirror and be happy with yourself and not compare your body to someone else's. That's change. Moving away from what Western society wants you to believe the standard of beauty is, the standard of healthy is, the standard of what a woman or a man should look like. Change your thinking. Change your ideology. Change your religiosity. Change your philosophy. And when we change those things, we become the person or the personage that God wants us to be. We become a better husband, a better wife, a better mother, a better daughter, a better parent, a better mother, a better father. We become all of those things because we have freed ourselves from poisonous thinking. And that poisonous thinking has us operating in a low frequency. And when we change the dial on that frequency, we change our entire outlook on life and we begin living within our purpose. Change doesn't come overnight, and it does take a little effort, a little elbow grease to get started. And it's a daily process. It's not something that you just stop and start, and it's not something that you reach the pinnacle of. And it's not something that you, let's say, you, it's not like winning an award. You do not graduate from this. Because as human beings, we're always evolving. We're always evolving. And even when we are at a point when we are leaving our human existence, we are evolving into spirit creatures. We are moving back. We are transitioning. So change is something that happens to us. But instead of allowing ourselves to live in a situation or in a mental state, a zombified mental state, where we're allowing the world and society to change us, where we're allowing Western society thoughts and norms, which is really dysfunction and poison and toxicity, when we allow those things to control us, then we begin to look for change within that prism. Not realizing that sustainable change comes from us. It comes from within. It comes from knowing that you have a close relationship with the universe, which It comes from knowing that you have a close tie to God, that you don't need a middle person, a middle man, a middle organization, a religion, or anybody to tell you what God wants for you or how God feels about you. You don't need that, because change allows you to understand that your thread, your connection with the divine is there. It's within you. You connect to it every day. You don't need a human conduit to speak to the divine. See, that's what change does for you. But first, you have to acknowledge that change comes from within and not from without. Change doesn't come from the outside. Change comes from within you. And when you begin to find that core to change within yourself, and you begin to walk that path every day, you understand that your purpose is to help the next person succeed. So that may be, I'm going to teach others how to live and lead a more successful, colorful life. That change may lead you to see that I'm going, may lead you to see that the way to help children, help the children in your community progress and grow and develop, is to start a foundation or to start maybe a cult drive. This is the winter time. Start a cult drive to keep kids warm, a food drive to make sure children are eating during this pandemic. You may decide, because of the change within you, you may decide that what you want to do is start helping the homeless by providing meals, providing clothing for the homeless, starting programs to help the homeless in your community. You see, when you begin to change yourself and change the way you think, change your thinking patterns, when you change the way you view the world, when you release yourself from the dysfunction and the toxicity and the so-called normalcy of Western society, which is funded by white supremacy, then you get back to the roots of what being African really is. You get back to the roots of what being a human really means and really is. And then you start to see that community is important. That the change that I am creating within myself, that change is going to move me to help and to improve the things and improve on the things that I see I can improve on within my community. And that's how change begins in our society, from the bottom up. Change doesn't begin just by a presidential election. Change doesn't begin by who's mayor. Change began with who are the queens and the kings within our neighborhoods. Who are the princes of our community? Who are the shaman and the high priestesses of the neighborhood? Who are the beacons of light in our community? And you can be that beacon of light as well. You can allow the sun that is shining within you to come out and shine on everyone else. But you have to remember that it takes elbow grease, it takes effort, and it takes honesty, transparency, and sometimes you're going to fail. And then you have to get back up. And sometimes you fall down or you fail again, but you keep on going. Because change is not something that's going to come overnight. Change isn't something that you put on and take off. Change isn't something that you graduate from. Change is a lifestyle. And living in a society that we are living in today, you have to remember that change is ongoing. So if you want to be the change that you yearn for, know that you are the catalyst for it. It starts with you. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Off the Wall with Tracy Riggs Foster. I hope you enjoyed it. Follow me on Instagram at Blue Lotus Hill Designs or the Black Media Maven. You can email me at offthewallwithtracy@outlook.com. And if you would like to become a Patreon subscriber, go to Off the Wall with Tracy at Patreon. Become a subscriber. Become a supporter. Help develop change. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful week.